Getting Through Tough Times, Part 1, Introduction, by Peter Amsterdam.
Our world turned upside down in many ways in early 2020. The pandemic presented circumstances and challenges that tested our faith in new ways and often brought to the fore emotions that we were likely not used to dealing with for such extended periods of time. Some of the factors that we each faced to some degree or another were a loss of control. You might have felt like the rug had been pulled out from under you. The situation was unexpected, and there was little that you could do to prepare. The circumstances were a shock. The restrictions were widespread and far-reaching, and they were outside your personal control. Fear of the unknown. You may have experienced fear of contracting the illness or losing a loved one, and there were constant reminders of the threat with daily unrelenting news and the required social distancing and use of masks. Plans were thwarted. Everything seemed to come to a standstill for lengthy periods of time, which affected travel, moves, advances of your mission projects, plans to visit your families or start new careers, etc. Businesses closed and many never reopened. Millions of people lost their jobs and consequently their means of providing for their families. While many businesses have reopened, and jobs are reappearing in some business sectors, in others they have not rebounded. Children and teens suffered loss as schools were closed and studies were conducted largely online. Children were isolated from their friends and could not participate in activities and sports. And parents often had to try to balance working from home with caring for and schooling their children full-time at home. Many people were gravely ill, and many died. Some of you contracted the virus and were very sick, even hospitalized and in the ICU. Some experienced loved ones being hospitalized, and you were not able to visit them. Others experienced the death of a loved one, and you were not able to see them, pray with them, or say goodbye. This was truly heartbreaking. Memorial services couldn't be planned due to restrictions for social gatherings. The sense of uncertainty was very stressful due to not knowing how long the restrictions would last. While praying and asking the Lord about what we experienced, I thought it would be helpful to explore what we could learn from this experience and the unique challenges it brought to our lives. I felt that the Lord must have much that we could glean from this time, in fulfillment of His beautiful promise that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Of course, that is not all to say that the pandemic or the difficulties and tragedies it resulted in were good in and of themselves. But the tests, trials, and losses we endured can work together for good as we place our trust in the Lord, follow Him, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives to bring about His plan. As I prayed about this, I came to the conclusion that no matter what we endured, no matter how difficult it was, no matter how much we suffered or lost, by His grace, we can continue to trust the Lord. We can trust in Him with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding. We can acknowledge Him and submit to Him in all our ways, knowing that He will continue to direct our steps. I have to admit, it's a whole lot easier to trust the Lord when things are going well, when we're in good health, when we have what we need, and we and our loved ones are safe and secure. But when things are not going well, it can be a whole lot harder to trust the Lord, as the story of Job attests to. The temptation is to worry, stress, complain, work harder, and try to fix the problems in any way we can. But we all know that's not the solution. During such times when our faith is being sorely tested, like Job, it comes down to placing our lives, our loved ones, our health, and livelihood in God's hands, and trusting Him to care for us. Even when the Lord appears to be silent, and the trials seem to be endless, or the losses we suffer are major, Job's story reminds us that God is merciful and faithful, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Here is some poignant advice on this topic from the late Reverend Billy Graham. It's easy to believe that God loves us and cares about us when things are going well. But when life turns against us, it becomes much harder to believe He cares. Why should we keep trusting in God, even when nothing seems to change, and it looks like He isn't even listening? One reason is because no matter how many changes have taken place in our lives, God has not changed. The Bible statement is true: I, the Lord, do not change. And if God doesn't change, then that means His promises don't change either. He promised to be with you in the past, and He still is. He promised to guide you in the past, and He still will. Know His promises, study His promises, believe His promises, and trust His promises. In the Bible, He has given us His very great and precious promises. Don't let your faith be overcome by your circumstances, but let your circumstances be overcome by your faith. We can also take a lesson from the prophet Habakkuk. There was a lot of evil going on in his time, and the future did not look bright. In fact, the situation for Habakkuk looked pretty grim. He had no figs, no grapes, no olives, no crops from the fields, no sheep and no cattle. But in spite of these trying circumstances, he proclaimed his trust in God. He was not only trusting God, he was rejoicing and being joyful. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Habakkuk 3:17-19. This is such an amazing declaration of faith. Let's take a closer look and see what we can learn about trusting God from Habakkuk. First, Habakkuk commits to praising God regardless of external circumstances. The opening of his hymn delineates a catastrophe. After this doleful description, the prophet says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord." Habakkuk's joy was not dependent on physical blessings. Even if Habakkuk suffered extreme loss, he was determined to praise God. Habakkuk remembered God's goodness in times past and concluded God was worthy of praise. The prophet might lack olives and grapes, basic food needs, but he would never be without God. Second, Habakkuk praises God specifically for salvation. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God not only could save, God is salvation. Third, Habakkuk recognizes the Lord as his strength. God, the Lord, is my strength. The truth of God's present strength caused Habakkuk to trust God even during the most difficult times. Like Habakkuk, we can choose to praise God even in the face of desolation. Like Habakkuk, we can praise God for the salvation He provides in Jesus Christ. And by seeing God as our source of strength, we, like Habakkuk, can trust God's promises. It is so encouraging to consider that even when our most elemental needs, such as food and shelter, are threatened, we still have God. He will never leave us or desert us. We can trust Him even in the bleakest situations. I know things have been very challenging for many of you, and I want to assure you that Maria and I pray fervently for you, and we are confident that, as you trust in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, He will strengthen you, bless you, provide for you, and lead you in His will. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.